have to look at it in Jesus. Because this new king is a new king. It doesn't keep all kinds of things going on. The work that and we to the Department of Energy as well as the development of the families and cooperatives to ensure that they are also benefiting in the energy space. We will start with a apology. Are there any apologies?
Thank you, Chair. Good morning, honorable members and the colleagues. I only want the apology of the minister.
I'll also use an apology from my other reference who is debating today. And as I was going to be a chief at 11 o'clock. Are there any other apologies? I'm also accepting an apology from the Department of Energy for Iraq and Greece, because this is what I was discussing.
Hey, good morning. We appreciate the landscape for the development of the international operation. The UK operation yesterday we got the recent vibration coming in, the plan that we could send to all over the morning and the Western continent to the UK operation.
Thank you, but we want to get the gaps. May you only give us a good day.
I'm not sure what the impact was going to be for this particular to have a sufficient voting capacity. I will not be here.
Shabosha, it was a long time. When did the decision go out?
Thank you, Chair. The invitation left the office on Tuesday last week. After our friend, she was the invitation, which she gave me to the province of the opportunities.
So the question was the Department of Energy. For the information to move from we take note of that. So I'll start the apology and we'll go back to in the future when we write a letter to the Department of Energy and we ask for this as expected.
The presentation is the United of Nations and the Conference of the for the United States to
thank you. Read them in the item number two. But before we do that, I'll tell you exactly why we are here. And if we can help that, show you what is good. We also have a hard body. I would also want to, before I go, say that I would like to read from the news of a meeting that was held on Wednesday, the 5th of November 2014, between the Commission of the Portfolio Committee on the Small Business and Cooperative Development, in which we had invited the Department of Energy because it has been your faith in Christ, as hope, and because of the fear of the Lord, and to be carried around us on shoulder, and in Jesus' name. I'm going to zoom into the resolution that we're given to that because this is a call of meeting. The resolutions are as follows. The COVID affected the preservation of the basis that there needs to be more focus on the presentation of a team and that the organization should be included in the country. In the program, so that the content that will not get lost in the discussion. The Department of Energy has identified and is strong and deal well with the municipality to ensure the conduct of the program that relates to and address the traffic challenges of government. The committee will assist the department and entities which presented to gain a better understanding of operations so that the deal. Differentiation between them and the community. The committee resolved that the FABF should be divided into three other aspects of the representation, which had to be committed to the time of the trip. The committee also resolved that the municipalities will need to work with the FABF in terms of quality standards to ensure the development of quality and safety to develop as a community. The preparation of the Employment Development Act was highlighted in all presentations and in terms of the preparation of procurement, which is Friday, and therefore the committee was that it needs to review and to accommodate the envisaged development stage. The committee resolved that the department that they invited to the meeting should refrain from working in final if they need to work in infinity so that the common ground can be reached and conceptual level of the service delivery program. For example, the Department of Human Development and the Department of Energy should work together in terms of the standards of housing and the structure of housing systems that will help the community for the national solar power program. In a closing remark, the chairperson thanks all members of the committee, departments, and entities represented on the field. And she further expressed that there is no political solution to the issue as submitted in the meeting. However, all those who need a workshop type of an approach to form the resolution is a skilled focus which does not focus on the triple channels in terms of priorities and therefore the delivery approach should be based in the same direction as the government has streamlined. Chairperson also requested that the partners should work hand in hand with the Department of Small Business Development so that opportunities for SMEs cooperation be easily identified through the capital government, which would be right. That is what was happening in that meeting. And today's meeting is then a follow-up to reflect on the third business initiative and interactions that have taken place between the relevant departments that are mentioned here. Because this portfolio media was an issue of few to give to that year, the Department of Human Development is at the center of the development of SMEs and cooperatives in the country and mandated by the state president. I would then want us to look at the purpose of this meeting. But they have correct debate on the first line of the purpose of the meeting. It is a follow-up to the meeting held on the 5th of November, 2023. It is to assess the progress made by the Department of Small Business Development towards the planning of transfer agreement with the Department of Energy. Aimed at opening the market for SMEs and cooperatives in the energy space. It ensured that the role of practice for solar authority is developed as an issue of poverty, unemployment, and inequality. When you talk about this partnership, you should be mindful of the fact that outside of the country, you will spot something about him. So, maybe you feel to be finished. And then the last condition in the country, and I'm still in the nervous of development. Everything you ask the greenhouse is that the interest is one in the same situation and the family are like it. We don't see all that impact going up at the same time as the house is built. It takes a longer time before you can see. That's all that impact, meaning that those people that are receiving us in the house is we see them to wait for some years before they can get on to what happens to us. But also the installation of the solar heater, which we did, the expansion in the poor household. It is also, we are very very interested, we want to clarify that this portfolio committee has started ceremony. The portfolio committee is also in the development associated with cooperatives and SMM development committee that focuses on poverty reduction and job creation. The model is introduced independently of poor families on social grants by creating a deficit of poor households on the social grant register and the indigenous register of municipalities. That is the link now between the delivery of the service and how the delivery of the actions begin to speak to challenges of poverty and unemployment. And we are going to say that there is a particular group within the society that depends on how they came up. And if our service delivery are pushed, while then address issues of poverty, we should then the using the already there information that is with the Department of Social Development, because those people who are poor households depend on the social grant. And also the information that is sitting at the municipality level, poor households are exempted from paying social services. Meaning that that one is always putting a strain on the municipality to provide services to people that cannot afford to pay for services. Meaning that if any new base of the municipality doesn't increase. And the idea here is to focus on those people so that at the end of the day, job opportunities are given to people that come from such households, so that they can then become self-sufficient and afford to pay for services rendered to them by municipalities. And that is a clear way of measuring how the development of SMEs and cooperatives then impact on issues of poverty and unemployment. The long-term objective of the model is to make poor families self-sufficient and enable them to pay for services rendered to them by municipalities, resulting in a permanent revenue for the municipality, as well as the financial viability of the municipality. What is that inform SMEs and cooperative development approach? That's what the committee has adopted. It is a resolution of the ANCC that conference held in Hong Kong in 2012 to develop SMEs and cooperatives through public procurement and infrastructure spend. If that resolution was taken in 2012, the ANC is a government party in South Africa. We are in 2014 now. It therefore translates to a government policy, meaning that the presentation that we are expecting today from both the Department of Small Business and the Department of Energy helps to get through this conflict. The second policy is the NDP target of 11 million more jobs by 2030. And the expectation that about 80% of those jobs would be created by SMEs and cooperatives. Again, part of them are not the NGC in 2012. Meaning that, as from 2013, 2014 financial year, the department business then, strategic plan was supposed to lead to this objective. And if then you look at 80% of jobs expected to come from the SMEs, you then have to calculate how much is 80% of 11 billion jobs. It translates to 8,800,000 jobs. And you divide that by 15 years. It translates to 583,667 jobs a year. That is more jobs that are going to be created. Which is the target for small business would be much bigger every year. The SMEs and cooperatives that will be developed will be much with this amount, with this number. The other important piece of policy is the best business program of the Department of Culture, Knowledge, Innovation and Technology. The preferential procurement policy is a legislation to have content policy in manufacturing. The best procurement recommended for a manufacturing, if you apply this, you will then create jobs at manufacturing, which will then create in the value chain. The 30% procurement for SMEs and cooperatives announced by the State President during China on the 12th of February 2016. The mandate of the Smart Business Development, Department of Smart Business Development, which are the local government, this department is trying to control the ability of signing a new government, meaning that it is the responsibility of this department to engage with other government departments to identify market opportunities and use that information to say what opportunities exist in each department, what market opportunities exist in each department, which will then open the market for SMEs and cooperatives, but also what type of services can be leveraged from other departments. Let me be specific now. Here is a farm that belongs to a small business. It has got an off-take agreement with farm. But the road infrastructure to transport the product from the farm to farm results in a situation where even if the product was of A grade in terms of the agreement, the type of agreement which between the farmer and the farmer. By the time this product arrives at the door of the farmer, it is now of A grade. Let us bring a very specific example of a tomato. Everyone knows that the tomato now has a good, and anything that we move on in rather good shape. And tomato will run against each other. And if I get even a month, don't eat. By the time that tomato has run it as well, it's not the right tomato. Then it becomes the responsibility of the Department of Small Business and Cooperative Development to alert the Department of Transport that for that farm to meet the standards of the hosting agreement, we need your intervention, Department of Transport, to provide a transport so that the tomatoes will not be damaged from point A to point B. That is the role of the department, because if I take a class of the map, we do not know who it is. Where are these small businesses? And what they are in the town. Another example is The industrial factors will reduce the children is the oversight. Where there are many small businesses that are producing, some of them are carrying cars and businesses. But what they raise to us was that this particular facility has been here since 1985. But there is no other zone that connects this facility to the main road. So any person who wants to come to this industrial park can prepare both the town and then come to this park. Meaning that they lose customers because no person who wants to go to town and his family comes in town. And so called to get a connecting transport better than function. But a solution would have been made. A solution would have been affected if there was a department responsible for developing assemblies and operations, understanding and going out to those people to say, what is it that is preventing you from growing your business? What challenges are you facing with? And then come back and negotiate with a particular department that has been established. That is our understanding of the challenges that are coming. And you know, since our goals are just to be like this happened to the situation. In 2001, 22 districts were identified as presidential opportunity. In this administration, they are being which means our service delivery, the service delivery of social to the country is not as different as the business that is in the business cooperative. Service to target to those people there, because this is the cooperative. It can't be other places that are not identified. We are not saying those places have to be rejected. Places that are not this poverty, this transgender poverty increase. But the priority in terms of poverty reduction has to focus on those areas because there is information, public has identified those transgender areas, and the delivery there and development of SMMD has to increase in those areas. There is also a process for youth and women empowerment, the industrial development policy, the level of force on enterprise and social justice. In fact, we require that the LLMs are starting to take off because the moment children are being needed, as well as the technology that they need, would come for the established businesses. But also, the established businesses are what is called corporate social responsibility, which is another shock that can be used to give a bit of support for the development of SMEs and cooperatives. The infrastructure development, the commitment by government to use an integrated development approach similar to the approach used when South Africa was preparing for this 10-year World Cup. The money is better to use to the Department of Communications. Actually enables the Department of Small Business and Corporate Development to play the role of age and the Department of Water Nutrition in order for a very important World Cup. And everybody after this country was able to prepare and deliver a successful World Cup within a period of 8 years. To build all the areas of the tree, to build all the transport infrastructure, to set up the pattern line, to coordinate everything that has been coordinated. The hospitality industry, training of the people of the frontline staff at airports, training of the frontline staff in the hotels, and all those things demonstrate that if there is a political will, for government to move away, for government departments to move away from working in writing. That can be in the actions. So we have 8 years to deliver the so-called job, and we have 15 years to deliver the individual jobs. So a similar approach has to be the following. The 2020 fiscal expenditure is the framework tabled by the Minister of Finance. In his policy framework, expenditure framework, the Minister of Finance spells it categorically and very precisely that there is no additional margin of tax income. Government is not open. What needs to happen is to use what we have more creatively and productively. I don't want to make an example here. Some time last year, I engaged the chairperson of construction sector about training. I said to him, I'm the chairperson of the Popular Committee on Human Business and Corporate Development. I see a lot of infrastructure that is increasing in our country. Schools with cracked walls, broken windows, broken doors, poor access roads, broken furniture. I also see road infrastructure as such as potholes, rural roads, that are a problem. Other roads to schools that are inaccessible in all weather conditions. Schools across the river in no bridge. And then I said, tell me how much you have in your kit for training. And he said, 1 million. And I said, would you be punished if you were to work with the Department of Human Business Development in collaboration with the municipality by the government? And also in collaboration with schools that have all these things that I have mentioned, to actually target the unemployed youth and train them on skills development. Because in my view, why training those people? You actually be delivered your service. You actually be doing the right thing. You'll be impacting your skills, you'll be improving the infrastructure, but you'll also be impacting on poverty because you'll be creating jobs. So to me, it is a better way of you guys to be exiting resource and the salary not used to do that fraction stuff. And in our overdrive, as this popular community, we started on the 28th of January and ended on the 5th of February. We came across a project. We came across a silver dollar that was for 14 meters crunch. What? Soil crack. Waste that was not removed. Sanitation that is there, the entire yard is clean. And we moved to a school, from a separate school, where an intervention of this nature has been invented. Using the corporate social responsibility to fund. Not the money for public work, not the money for the Department of Education, not the one from the Department of Social and Human Development, but young people and other boys people with identified themselves around the school, they were trained, and that school is in good condition today. It is a school that I gave my family education in. I was in the Latin Foundation. We all go to a school in Old Camp County. We run a primary school, that the president of it, the longest serving president of the African National Congress, Omar Khan, who actually made sure that we are where we are today. He did his primary education in Lude primary school. It's a school that does not resemble, reflect that it produces that kind of leader. The intervention in that school again was through a corporate social responsibility intervention. The entire administration has been rebuilt. And it was handed over on the 4th of February this month. When I asked to use the toilet, everybody said I couldn't. Even the doctor said it was supposed to be used by the teacher. Everybody said no, no, you can't. And they had to break the new toilet that were not handed over in order for me to go to that. How different am I from the chief and the teacher that are teaching in that school everything? Who are subjected to those conditions, only the youth issues. And through that intervention, jobs were created locally, the infrastructure was improved to create a conducive environment for teaching and learning. Now, we come to the opportunities in the industry identified by the Portfolio Committee on Small Business Development. When in the day of the 5th of November, we were only talking about dollars. And we knew that there is a budget of 4.2 billion. And with the announcement by the President of the current Portfolio for Small Business, for SMEs and for charities, we think that the rollout should change the name of the establishment. But we're also identified other opportunities in that program. That there could be more manufacturing plants, the assembling plants, installation, maintenance and repair. But other than solar water heated vehicles, we see other opportunities in the energy industry. And that is the solar research for rural areas, for rural homes, because there is no community that doesn't sell a ground that will not sell the free time. This will qualify. A free life prevents accidents. But in a rural area, you have wild animals, you have gravel roads, you have roads that do not have street lights. And solar provides an opportunity for that. And to ask that is your question, but it also is the issue of the environment. Solar power plants in a rural area, the switch to any extent in any charge in all government departments. I've been to other countries. If I also and trust them. They like to only be one. And so they can go in. And when they come from us, they like to be all. That is energy taking. But besides energy taking, it is your creation. I was in here, kind of in, like I'm in the 200 hours. When I came out, all the lights were gone. Even the chain of Dr. Sanchez and Peter Flow. And now it's the oil. And all the packages, all the packages. Yes, we are all called to save energy. And it is those small things. It is those small things. So if this entire, if the entire planet has been life on, after the house has adjourned, I don't know for how many hours we have been waiting on. Yes, there is a product that can be used. So the issue that we are raising here is that it provides an opportunity. Any crisis provides an opportunity. The energy issue in the country provides an opportunity for development of the community and provides energy. So operating the energy. So we say a switch to solar water heater delivered in all hospitals, universities, clinics and prisons as an opportunity. But it is also a solar, it is also an energy saving approach. The installation of automatic electricity switches in all government departments, I have stated that. Solar energy is a tracker for small businesses to reduce the cost of doing business, e.g. within tech processes. During our overdrive in Vietnam. And what is this way has divided. It's all that you never know. It's all. Meaning that the water that is used in the health alone. So that it and the health of the to move by the alone. So it reduces the use of rent, but it also reduces the cost of energy. It makes an SMMT to generate more profit because there is no rental cost and there is no energy cost that keeps on going up. There is also that we also saw mobile power shops. We saw a mobile solar energy booster that uses all the equipment in solar energy except for Shibayama, that is gas driven. Again, we are talking about energy meters. What is then expected out of this movement? That especially that can be the common and the good approach between the Department of Energy and the Department of Energy. And cooperation on participation of SMMEs in the energy space. We are also hoping that before the rollout of solar energy and solar the two departments will go back to the rolling board and look at how to involve other departments and tap into their resources. It is important for higher education research, as mentioned that their training, money, Department of Social Development, they also have training now. They pay by some of the professors, the training. The Department of Basic Education, they have schools, the Department of Transport, and the Department of Particle Subjects. A lot of schools are expecting in this meeting, that hablé con su hijo. Yo soy la que dijo en la otra boca, que anda en la escritura. El verbo de vivir su vida, lo que el chaya de Luchena, el vivir su vida y la vida de los mentores. El nivel de padre donde no la vida que está en el padre de los mentores. Y no llega a nosotros. La otra vuelta de un vídeo, y es la gente porque sabe el grupo de los mentores. Of SMEs and their cooperatives. And the identification for the value of results with measurable results in terms of creating poverty and aging poverty, as well as appreciation and bring about sustainable development. I would say this is wrong for a person like me, who can simply say, income bracket with myself to establish a business. Not an easy job. But if you are talking about development of SMEs and cooperatives in relation to creating jobs and reducing poverty, then there should be a different way of doing things. Not to prioritize the person who already has an income. But begin to look at those people that have ended on social grounds for their babies that are gone. The public record is those that are poor cannot access information easily. And those that are at a certain level, an upper level in terms of development, they have access to information. So you will try a person like me having a company. And then, because I'm dead, and I'm a woman, my company is that since as a gentleman is that has to be developed, whereas it is a person who doesn't have an income, who depends on a child support grant for his life. So understanding the challenges of the country in the process of developing SMEs and cooperatives is key. Also understanding the challenges of the country in terms of procurement processes is key. Which is why we are listening. Let us go back to the drawing board so that we move from a common perspective towards the attainment of the common goal. And the common goal is poverty reduction, job creation, and reducing inequality in our society. We are hoping that after this meeting, there will be an agreement on how to keep the process forward. I think it is clear why we are having this meeting today. And having said that, we then want to hear from the Department of Small Business and Cooperative Development and the Department of Energy on how the discussions and arrangements are taking place to open the market for SMEs and cooperatives in the energy space with the ultimate goal of creating 8,800,000 jobs by 2030 and reducing poverty and inequality in our society. That is what we want to hear. What are you talking about and where are you in those discussions? And when can we begin to see change? Can we shift the approach speaking to these issues and the implementation process as well as the allocation of resources that speaks to these issues that you are in? I would then invite the FDG and the Department of Small Business Development to start the main presentation for the first time in the future.
Thank you. Thank you, Chair. Just a couple of points. I understand your notes of meeting is entirely justified in terms of our exceptional rights here. But I just question the agenda of the meeting, as I said, which does not speak to those objectives. All it says is to respect the presentation from the Department of Energy. It does not give any indication that there was going to be a presentation from the Department. And secondly, I have the question, how is it possible for the Department of Energy to come with a meaningful contribution to this discussion? If they only get a week's notice, in fact, in the case of they not today's notice, to come and present something this morning. I'd just like to hear from the Department. And also possibly the Secretary, what the answers to those questions might be.
Okay. I'm not the one who wrote the agenda. I said to the whole staff and the case in the community. Secondly, the subject of our truth is the human of the soul of our existence because we inherit it. Thirdly, on the issue of the topic that we are discussing, when we ended the meeting on the 5th of November, we resolved on traffic, which means that from that day up to today, work should have been done. That work was not going to be done only because we are calling the department to come and present to us. Fourthly, when a policy of government is programmed, the department says that for that day, the policy is programmed. To work towards the implementation of the committee, not to prepare for presentation to the portfolio committee. If they have, or if they have done so, there will be the presentation because it's work in progress. You don't develop something for presenting to the portfolio committee. You develop a strategy for implementation on the ground. So they are not going to be developing the strategy because they are not going to the committee. They are going to be developing the strategy because they are the committee of the government. On your return.
We'll wait and see how it has to respond to that, but I would like to point out that the agenda is not correct in view of your remarks, and I would suggest that we, it be noted for the record that the agenda is not appropriate for the purposes of the meeting you described.
I think I have answered that question, and also I have answered that this is really important. We are grateful to the people of the member on the approach. And the work that has to be done from that day, moving forward, and that is what we want to hear. And I would also encourage members to not give on behalf of the two departments. They are here to represent themselves. They have allowed the department to speak for themselves and present their changes. And when they are meeting comes in, we ask them to.
Thank you, and honorable members. I think they misunderstanding in this communication because we're never informed that we have to take the presentation as the Department of Small Business. But what I would want to say is that there's been engagement even prior to the presentation that was initially taken by you as a portfolio committee. Work has been ongoing. However, when we got a note from the secretary of the committee was that DOB will do the presentation.
I'm not sure what that means because I was in a meeting with you last night and you will make up. And you are showing me that they will make a presentation.
Make a presentation, but we got to a decision that we shall not present. if you recall, our panel discussion last night, there was that understanding that she would not present. But the elder said, we had a very interesting share with the new.
The discussion we had last time was that you were going to give information to this portfolio committee as to how far the discussion is going with the Department of Energy or in the government. That is what is our great concern. Even when we are sending notes to the kids, at this community and communication, we need to prepare what she is reading and make her copy. That's what we are asking for.
Chairperson, that was sent here to you last night. And our understanding is that it wasn't going to be presented as we had agreed. I wish I had stayed at the proceedings of this study because I think it has in terms of professional choice. I do have the presentation because I did put the quality that I was talking to as part of our preparation with the presentation forms, which I can present.
Can we know what our result? We start with the Department of Energy to allow you to prepare what you have to understand. And we are going to make note of what you are speaking on so that we will then have an opportunity of writing and speaking on what we are doing. That is what we are looking for. And my memory was very, very fresh.
We can go to the presentation because I do have. Chairperson, honorable members, as in case subsequent to the engagement that was held by the portfolio committee, there's been a number of engagements between GSPG as well as DOD. And I have looked at the area that has been considered since then and what decision that should be considered as part of ongoing interaction with the Department of Energy.
Yeah. in terms of our engagement, since the presentation is DOE, we're sought to ensure that the SMEs and corporations are given space to participate in the solar water heater program within our country. During our discussions, we've identified four key elements focusing on manufacturing, distribution, installation, as well as maintenance. And in terms of these elements, we have put stringent as well as requisite measures for us to meet the determined deliverables as well as milestones. One of the key requirements is that there shall be 70% local content, which should be met by the manufacturing companies. Manufacturers will also not be allowed to partake in other new chains, for instance, on installation and maintenance if they fail to meet the 70% local content. Through our interactions with DOE, as well as with the Build Some NGO standards, we realize that there are only 7 South African certified companies which should be able to manufacture standard governmental panels over the designated period of the installation program of the solar water heaters. And the determined and defined budget is $4.2 billion. And our plan in engaging with the DOE is to ensure that we upscale the existence of the companies to 16 from the base of 7. 5 to 7 manufacturing companies are SMEs, but others are 7 big firms. We also realize that the footprint is not in all the 9 provinces, and there are no companies in Northwest, Mpumalanga, and Limpopo. And as such, there won't be local companies that will participate in the program. And the supply distribution would be generated from the other provinces. We've even made an example that Northwest will be serviced from Gauteng through the companies that are based in Pretoria. To mitigate increased costs in terms of installation and manufacturing, DOE will consider the right measures in terms of the storage as well as other logistical costs over the 2-year period. We've also taken the decision that we consider 200 SMEs for the installation and manufacturing, and this will be done over the two-year period. In terms of additional support by DOE and DSPD, DSPD will provide the management skills and such as booking and inventory management through feedback of the participating companies. We'll also work with respective municipalities to identify 5,000 local persons provided with technical training for the installation and the repairs of the panels. Our target group will consist of youth, women, as well as military veterans. The ABS, through its quality assurance, will provide a requisite and specific training for the 4-year participating companies. The program will target townships that are in need of the panels, and will prioritize the 27 districts and shall use the indigenous research that reside in the respective environment. We've also been informed by DOE that they have signed a service level agreement with SALGA regarding the implementation of the program. And this is that they provide the basis for municipality qualification to participate in the residential program. The SLA says that the proposed municipal area meets the following requirements in order to be considered for the installation. Looking at proper water regulation, good quality water, for them to accede to the defined requisite model, as well as the selection of local people for the installation, as well as training methods. Because our intent in this program is to localize all the elements, starting with manufacturing, installation, training, as well as all the other elements of the program. In concluding, say, yes, we looked at the model of identifying the 200 recommended that can participate in the program and looking at the defined and determined criteria that would address the issue of unemployment, poverty, as well as addressing inequalities. Working with municipalities, we developed the selection criteria for the identification and recruitment of the 5,000 beneficiaries focusing on good women as well as the targeted women for the training in terms of capitalism. We will sign a transversal agreement with a DOE for the implementation of the program, and we also agreed with DOE that we shall convene and have a meeting with a COFSA, SALGA, and relevant municipalities to discuss the implementation of the program. And we shall also further extend this engagement with departments such as hydration in terms of the engagement and involvement of as well as social development and labor. So that is the work that has been done in as far in advancing the participation of the community corps in the installation of solar water in South Africa. Thank you.
Thank you. I think we didn't introduce ourselves when we were talking about my name is Mohamed. Just before we start, I just want to indicate that the presentation that has been made by the chairperson has been noted, and I think it's that we need to go back to the drawing board. Having noted the content of the discussion of the 5th of November to current, I would like to indicate to the honorable members that there will be much that will be presented today. Most of the information is still what was granted on the field. However, the reason why we are not in a position to present most of the new information with respect to the approach on the rollout of the solar water energy program is because there are still cabinet process decisions that came in. It is noting that the program has been implemented since 2009 from the Department of Energy. We did reflect in terms of looking at the whole value chain and how jobs could be created, and also make sure that all of you are relevant to the value chain participate fairly as well as addressing poverty and value chain. The cabinet memo that has been tables have not been attended to or depending decision or consideration by the cabinet. Only afterwards we will be able to come and present a detailed approach for what is called a construction model. The issue that the chairman has highlighted to in terms of smaller localities, municipalities, and all those who are relevant to the program. Yes, have been identified in the same approach that we will be sharing with the honorable members once the decision has been taken. I will proceed into the presentation. The outline of the presentation, I will give you the background of the which I will believe that the honorable members have already been engaged with in November 2014. The objective of the program, also touching on the issue that was raised today in terms of commercialization, which would lead to what we call the social program within the company because it's integrated. Then look at progress today and present the value challenges and remedies, which will talk to why currently we're looking pretty in terms of critical entry measures and tests. With respect to looking at ranging and making sure that all the relevant stakeholders are able to participate, including the SMMA. Then I will look at the national research that we have on implementing the program within all the relevant institutions and colleges. That is basically what you say. The program gained prominence after the introduction of the research in 2016. Ministerial pronouncement in 2009, presidential launch, and being anticipated as one of the government's multi benefit intervention in various government initiatives. And as the chair indicated, that we need not work in silos. Yes, it is true that we need to work as a multidisciplinary team, looking for cost management and quality. The pronouncement of the fiscal allocation, which is the 4.2 billion that you touched on, and also the question is not currently, the program is implemented as a component of one of the country's strategic integrated projects. It has been identified as having a huge potential in terms of job creation. And within the daily situation that we have seen in addressing the challenges that were identified all years of vision, one, to affirm the integration of other national projects, whether they are could be integrated with this one. The mass rollout is guided by the country's organization, which touches on the 70% local content that has been indicated. Economic transformation to make sure that we move away from the difference that we're thinking about and make sure that the fields are transferred to the smaller businesses. And also balancing the act between urban and rural areas. With the intensity for creating a job. The next three slides is used to provide a background in terms of where the program started. From the Department of Change. The announcement was made in June 2009, and in November the same year, there was a national conference for the Department of Change for the stakeholders, and we hope that the program could be implemented. In 2010, the vaccine program was launched by the President of the Republic in Winterfell. In 2011, there was an accord signed by government and social partners. And this was to affirm the commitment that government would like to wear with all those who would be part of the NK. And the commitment system that also was informed what went into the new approach that we now see evidence to consider in terms of the collective development. In 2012, the Minister of Finance approved the 4.7 billion for the program. However, at that time, when the Minister of Finance pronounced that we were moving away from the vision of the U.S., he implemented the program through the Appropriation Act. These are some of the processes that we are requesting to correct with the new approach in terms of moving from the vision of the U.S. to the Appropriation. There will be some translation which will be implemented before we get any student approval in relation to certain programs that have already been enacted. In 2012 again, the rebate program was ended, and I will touch on why we have to relook at how best we can do the rebate and of course to how it can be done. The program has all along been implemented through ESCOM as the implementing agent. In 2015, based on the commitment that government signed for through the accord, one of the things was to make sure that we localize. And to localize in terms of the program, it had to be implemented through the policy processes. There is a first instruction note that specifies the percentage of local content that is required for a link in July 2018. In the process of implementing that, yes, we realized and actually attended to a revised or an updated instruction note was released again in June 2014 to make sure that the rate changes but effectively as is being in terms of the new role.
Why not be preventing the program? We only need to touch on the objective and the intervention for the target in terms of what the program is trying to achieve. In light of other competing national objectives, one of the components that I've said I will touch on in addition to the two-phase approach that the program is currently being implemented on, being the social component as well as the demand response approach. From the demand response approach, we looking at the program having an input in terms of reducing the GDP. This has been identified in terms of more especially the LNL or within the growth reduction program. And within the target was to target 5 million high-income households to convert to solar bills. At the moment, most of the using electricity and knowing the situation as is, we needed to make sure that the program also look at the growth reduction program, which is focusing more in the urban areas. Because if you look at the rural areas, there wouldn't be much impact in terms of reducing electricity because of the demand is mostly in the condensed area. And also within the national climate climate change response policy, energy efficiency particularly in this program has been identified as one of the programs that would assist the country in terms of asking the country to address its carbon footprint. The third one is also decreasing the cost in terms of the rising electricity bills or tariffs. And the fourth, facilitate the creation of jobs. And as I said, the decision that is pending on the new approach would certainly be taken of these four objectives and how the decision will change. Since we still are waiting approval, we commit that once approval has been taken, we will come back to the committee to present a detailed approach in line with what the Department of Rural Business Development has presented, together with other relevant departments. We think also it's important to look at what informed the corrective measures that we currently require approval on from the Kenyan side. The challenges were, we had, since the program was focusing mostly on the social component, and it had this impact on electricity demand. And on the remedial action, a model for the energy efficiency component of the program is being finalized. At the moment, that's what we require or we're requesting a signal to consider. And we look at the percentage in terms of making sure that there is a significant increase. And the proposal is to have 20% of the portion of MRPD3, EDS, and 5D to fund the energy saving attributable to solar water installation. We also had a challenge in terms of impact that program and lack of technology standardization. Most of the important units could not advertise with the regulatory conditions of the country. And we ended up having some of the elements fitting with a higher percentage of non-functional users. And that was also tested with some of the elements when we had to relook at new elements, like for example, in other areas, we had water quality issues where the program had to be stopped and we moved to other areas where there were no water issues. So in essence, in terms of climatic conditions, we need to make sure that if the units are manufactured or in the country, that we have taken into account the climatic conditions for the country, including certain requirements in terms of previous and
before any implementation. We also said to look at objective measurement and verification for local creation and content, which is required by South African Technical Standards for Agency, which is what since 2011 has been used as a common activity. And that facility is what is currently being used as well from the renewable energy independent power producer program and is applied across the board. We also had to deal with a high impact of content regarding core installation and weaponry, which results in solar systems that are dysfunctional and are beyond the repair requirements. So that wants us to strengthen the need from the training element, and we are since being engaged with the Department of Labor and Water and Energy in terms of the training. The point that has been raised in terms of going back to the table with the Department of Small Business Development would also assist us to align other plans that have already been started, like the training, the regulation needs with Department of Labor, with from their side as well as the Water and Energy system, who they can have advanced. So on the basis of training, we need to make sure that the processes are aligned and integrated. The quality of solar water installation data also needs to be improved. From the approach that we are taking now, we are proposing, or let me say, we have already started in terms of making sure that installations are currently being done on site, that information is transmitted directly to the data, to the server, where if one is in the office, you will be able to see a unit that is being installed, who is the owner, what's the serial number, the coordinates for that particular area, which has been determined in the past. We also look at the inadequate to land existence of municipal involvement. Last year in May, we had a national workshop with municipalities in terms of making sure that the new approach is trying to correct what was not good in the last, in the previous years. We also requesting the committee to note the cabinet submission that I have alluded to in terms of making sure that we take all the things that have been delivered from November, as well as the engagement that we have been having with the other relevant departments. Once the cabinet is taken, we will commit to bring the committee on the details of the approach that is being requested. I think I have already touched on slide 11 in terms of the team-based approach of the social abatement as well as the demand reduction campaign. I will now look at an overview of the program with specific to what we thought would get ready change in terms of the campaign. As indicated in what was delivered in November, we now are studying all stakeholders, looking at the suppliers or manufacturers, as well as the installations, and not only on the from the monitoring and evaluation perspective, that another area where the SMEs would be able to play a role. I think it was very enlightening to have had the discussions with the Department of Labor and the committee in terms of from the unemployment fund. Those processes are advanced as well. In terms of other available benefits, we looked at the training and skills development, the information services, as well as after-sales services like maintenance, reporting, or monitoring and reporting, as well as applying is very continuous and adaptation. And within the installation that you see, normally what the program starts by facility investigation, move to installation, and for the project management services, logistical and warehousing basis. The approach that will be taken now, instead of having to procure every 5 days a day, would be to procure in bulk, which would require actually that we have the services of logistical and warehousing within the areas where we will be installing. In terms of training, based on the forward mentioned that the program was faced with, there will be a lot of training that we need to deal with. And as already indicated, the features that are what we have already proposed in terms of making sure that the SLP plays a role. In terms of like fixing on the available benefits and opportunities, this is just to give an indication of the installation for the company architecture on how they could operate. And on social today, as I have already given in the background of when the program started from, we just about 400,000 installations, and I've given an indication in terms of financial gain on what has transpired, including the implementation of the instruction notes. Slide 17 provides an indicative breakdown of the open seven regions and cities, also taking into account the reclassification that that led to the 4.2 and this also provides the honorable members the communal allocation since 2012, including financial debt, 2014 financial debt, 2015 financial debt, 2016 financial debt. And I would believe that by the time we come, we will be having even out in terms of addressing some of the things that also came with the approval of the endorsement of the National Development Plan for until 2030, which currently in the presentation are not covered. Slide 18 was just to highlight to the honorable members in terms of the commitment that was specified within the community approach and looking at the benefit program on what has been committed. So the approach that we are taking now is looking at all of these commitments in terms of making sure that the commitments that outlined in the approach are to be realized. And also in other relevant slide 19, you will see what you see is there, which is not very clear. It's an award that the department got through the South African Bureau of Standards in terms of transitioning the local content process. This process was completed and now it should be factored into the new approach and initially was not that. And these are some of the things that we raised in cabinet about and how they should be incorporated, which would be informing the solutions and the local content. In conclusion, we requested the portfolio committee to know what has been done and the pending approval from cabinet. And also to know that has been presented earlier on that we have been in discussions as the city department, not only DOE and other development department, but with other relevant departments as well, through the process of making sure that we definitely don't make any problems. And we are committing on behalf of the Department of Energy that we will definitely be meeting with everyone.
Thank you. Todo va tranquilo.